And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to week 15 of the NFL. Can't believe it's already been 15 weeks. What on earth? And it's December, and it's Christmas, and it's going to be 2023. Holy crap, there's a lot going on.
I usually say, God, it's gone by so fast. Now it feels like it's been an eternity this season.
Well, why do you say that though?
I'm in a groundhog day, dude. It's the same thing every week.
But, yeah, I looked at it today and I was writing down the lines and I wrote down week 15 and I went, wow, yeah. It's been a minute since football, but we don't have much runway left.
Mm-mm. No. And it's getting to that point where it's like in our house, at least, and especially this year with the kid, like Christmas is taking over.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing our jobs, right? We're here having fun. We're doing our thing. Two dads and a mom trying to be funny, trying to have fun playing football and betting. But like, I got lights to hang, dude. I got
right.
Trees to hang. I got like a barrier around my Christmas tree because my son thinks it's playtime.
Right.
Bulbs flying, crash. And he looks at you like, why'd you put that there, Holmes? Like,
fantastic.
You didn't think I was going to knock it off the tree? And we thought that the prickly leaves of the tree would like deter him because he doesn't like his feet on grass. So we're like, he's going to be like, no, but the lights and the jingle jangle, dude, he loves it.
That's
presents
awesome.
Under the tree.
Yeah.
Advent calendars.
Yeah, we're doing an advent calendar that like you open up and there's like little toys inside every day countdown. And it's a train set one. And as every baby, I'm sure, loves to just rip the paper more than what's inside. So that's fun.
Yeah.
And then he takes his train and then he sweeps all the trains off.
They're all hooked up. They're like wooden. So they're hooked up by magnets. And you can run them and they'll stay together if you don't thrash them. He grabs them like King Kong, dude, off the table. Onto the floor.
It's like mini Justin.
And he's playing drums now. He's a drummer.
Okay.
In case you didn't know, he's got a tambourine.
I saw that picture. I like it.
He's got a tambourine, a drum, and like a little
bucket.
like you're in New
like
Orleans
on
the street.
Performer.
Yeah. Like he's like kicking the, you know, playing on the back of the bucket, but he will organize his bucket and his drum and his tambourine and he'll go, and then he'll go, and you think he's going to get tired and he does it for like 10 minutes.
He's doing fills already?
Dude, and he gets mad, but he gets like,
he's in it. He's a drummer.
Yeah. So in the morning,
that's how Tommy Lee started with pots and pans. Yeah.
Exactly.
Pots and pans. That's how you got to start.
Oh my God.
Yeah. In the morning, there's no drum. So the drum gets hidden because one of us is asleep at 6. And so we don't allow the drum in the morning.
Yes, not before 9 a.m.
So and maybe next year there'll be a real drum set under the tree.
He's in a no drum zone right now, dude. 9 a.m. home. Like, that's it.
Trains and drums. It feels like there's a lot of good male aggression happening in that house. Great. I like it.
Yeah. How are you?
He loves it. How are you doing?
I'm wearing, as Morrissey in my emo days of the Smith would say, I'm wearing black on the outside. Because black is what I feel on the inside.
Talk to us about it.
In honor of the streak coming to an end, I'm wearing black today. Oh. R.I.P. the streak.
Star Wars? I was just about to sing Star Wars. Sorry. But yes, thank you for wearing black in honor of me.
I'm impressed. I'm still impressed.
Yeah. I mean, a fun weekend of football. The streak came to an end. But I think it was so fun to be a part of every week going, when are you going to possibly lose? And as I said last week, I was kind of starting to not like you very much. because no one is that hot. It's like being on the crap table with someone who just can't get off the dice, and you just keep waiting for them to seven out and they never do, and they just break your back. So I don't know what secret sauce you have, but it's working.
It's and like when you watch Steph Curry just hit a three from half court six times and you're like, no way.
Yeah. No way.
And he just looks at you like,
well, I feel like I would have had it in the bag had they not done the last switcheroo with the quarterback. And
not even that. They just gave it away. That game was over.
Over.
Not only were they covering.
Yeah.
They were 16-3. Not only were they covering the seven, it was done. It was over. And Baker did, even in the 3 points that they had, Baker looked okay. But the game was over.
Yeah.
And the ironic thing is, the last week you won with Tampa Bay against the Saints on Monday night, you won the same way that you lost. It was 16-3. Brady threw tutties in two minutes. And then same thing, 16-3. Here they come, 17-16. So the same way that you went in, you went out. And I will say that I talked to my buddies. I talked to Steven. I talked to John. And they both didn't care about our picks or the pod.
No.
They all said, damn, Tanya, dude. And wow. And Steven's like, I listened to it on Thursday night and the game had already ended and the pod was coming out. And I was like, oh, man.
Bless you.
That's all the steam was like, what is Tanya going to do? And she's carried this. This has been a highlight for me of our show every week. And it's over for now, but not forever. But what a streak.
I was getting condolence calls. is everything okay? Tanya lost her streak.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And I think when it was over with the last 10 seconds, I thought I was going to be like upset, mad, like, what is that?
Oh, you were mad.
No, but I just was staring at the TV like,
We were watching the game. And
I just got like just bad news that I was silent, didn't know what to think.
We were watching the game and it was as if like, you know, you're playing cards with your wife and like you're winning every hand. And she's just going, whatever, I lost anyway. She was like, it was that kind of like.
Yeah, I had to throw it away because or else.
Whatever, it's done. And like, you never know. I go, they can miss the extra point. You know, I'm like, no, I'm going all over the place, right? Like a gambler and degenerate. I'm like, they could miss the extra point. 16-16, Raiders get the ball first. They win the game by, you know, they don't cover, but you win. She's like, I lost. I lost.
Change the channel. He's not going to miss.
He's not. And that was like literally the quickest. Like there was no post game. There was no listening to Baker. The TV was. It was on the Connors.
Yeah. Well, like, there's a lot invested in the streak. The streak was so fun. 13 weeks. So you're 13-1. Not too shabby, as the kids like to say.
And a horrible beat. And anybody that knows anything about anything knows. She should have won that game.
But I have a question though. You have to be super honest. Are you off the Rams because they beat your streak? Like, do you hold a grudge?
You know, and that's the funny part about it is that it was, I'm from Los Angeles. So it was my like OG hometown team. And then now I live in Vegas and it just was like a mind world. Mm-hmm. And so,
but what did you say? That was so great. I hate him
because he did what he was supposed to do.
But what did you say? You said like the Hollywood. Like,
it's just a Hollywood ending. Like you can't write that. It was just both of my home teams against each other, barely winning. And just literally some Batman flew in at the last second and won the game. And sure, that's a great story for him. Not for me. I don't dislike the guys. He's, you know. I always support making a change and being better and rescuing a team, but
you're a much nicer person than me.
He's right up. I mean, on a side note, he's right up Sean McVay's alley. I got to tell you.
Yeah, no, he'll make a good round.
That could be a friendship meant for the ages. I don't know. My cousin Mark's like texting me after the game.
Does he like he likes Baker now?
No, he's just like shake and bake, baby.
Oh, geez, that's annoying, Mark.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Sorry, Mark, that the text was not returned. I was with the wifey at that moment, as you know, but within seconds of the game ending, I got the text, shake and bake, baby.
Mm.
And literally then on ESPN the next day, I saw a shake and bake headline. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
So Baker's cooking. Baker, the Baker is cooking,
I guess. If anything, it's also a slight relief.
Right.
To go that long.
That's a lot to hold on to.
Pressure. No, I hear you. I hear you. All right. Well, listen, 13-1. Okay. Still stratospheric. I think it's 93%, 94%, something like that.
Oh, and it's crazy. My league that I was in, my Survivor League, there was only 7 people left.
Mm.
So that would have been fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about our Survivor League, Jay? What, tell them about the last 6 that were in ours.
Yeah. So somebody got knocked out on your Raider bet, same as you.
Darn.
And then 2 on Seattle and 1 on one other team. I forget. But then one person had Cincinnati and they won the whole Survivor.
Wow.
So it just depends on, it just depends on who you have left.
I think next year we're putting her in Circa. That's just my fault.
Way too much pressure.
Why not?
So on the pod, we went 2-3. We came back down to earth after our 4-1 weekend. Jay, you went 1-1. I also went 1-1. Tanya, we talked about your streak. So that puts us on the season as we do this for transparency. We are 39 wins, 30 losses, 1 push for a winning percentage of 57%. So still completely in the black.
Yep.
And let's get the streak going again. We still have time to make a little mini run.
And we don't make excuses on this show, but Kyler Murray did go out on the third play of the game in the year. So again, not that it would have mattered.
Nobody was even close to hitting him. I think he took a dive. I think he was like, I'm done.
Who else had a season injury, like a non-contact? Same thing, right? Didn't get touched. Odell Beckham. In the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so hard.
Made a move, and then the leg just snapped.
You can't watch the Arizona Cardinals. They're just a zombie team. They're horrible.
Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The Olay.
Yeah, they Olayed a lot.
I'm telling you, these guys don't. They're ready for Christmas. They don't want to do it anymore. They don't want to be hospitalized. They saw their guy get carted off the field. They're like, that ain't going to be me. Olay. I mean, they didn't. They gave up. They're done. Never again. And also, before we do our best, I am down to about 6 teams that I will make wagers on. So for the next 3 weeks, if I have the same teams every week, that's where we're at because I have people off my board now. They're off the board. I won't even look at them anymore. And they're one of them.
Yeah. I don't know who I hate more. Kyler or Cliff. Take your pick.
Cliff with a K.
Cliff with a K. Oh, just mistake after mistake. Never wants to kick a field goal and bank the points like every other winning great coach. Mm-hmm. Bro, you're not modern. You're not smart. You're not data driven. You're just a bad coach. And you can keep doing it if you want. And look at your record. What are they? 3-10? I don't even know what their record is.
I think they have 4 wins now.
Hooray for you, Cliff.
Yeah. What a disaster.
I mean, Arizona, the management, the coach, they must hate their fans.
Yeah.
Because the way they act, they hate their fans. And if I lived in Arizona, I would never spend a nickel on that team.
And you know what's funny? They fired Steve Wilks, who, if anyone doesn't know, Steve Wilks was the interim coach for Carolina when they fired Matt Rhule. So Steve Wilks is the coach for Carolina now. Got that team rolling. They got rid of Christian McCaffrey and Baker Mayfield, and they're winning.
And their receiver too, right?
Yeah. And he got bounced.
Moore.
Moore's hurt, I think.
Who's the guy who played for Arizona?
Robbie Anderson.
Not Moore.
They're winning, and Arizona bounced him after 1 year. Steve Wilks. They bounced him after 1 year. And who did they hire? Cliff Kingsbury. So if there is any like Shakespearean result of like how life works, that's it. Because I hope they're drinking their poison because they got rid of Wilks and they got Cliff. So enjoy it.
Sorry, Arizona fans.
Yeah. Sorry, fans.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be good for a while.
Yep. Nice state, Glendale, Arizona. Nice fans. Good weather. Fun. But wow.
And please don't forget to like and subscribe us if you're watching us. Please leave a comment, give us a thumbs up. Really love to hear from you. We'll respond. And if you're listening to us on audio platforms, please share it and listen to it. And if you're listening to us on Apple, please don't forget to rate and review us. Yay.
Yay. Oh,
please.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, so normally this section would be me talking about my survivor, but we're just going to move forward and try again next year. But I still have some favorites that I am looking at for this week. So if you are going to put in some bets this weekend, I have some suggestions.
Mm. What do we got? I'm writing them down.
Well, I mean, I feel like the through line in the past couple of weeks is there's some obvious teams that are standing out right now. You can't help but just kind of believe that they're going to do well, that they're going to perform. It's just the way it's working out, especially the teams that they're against this week. So let's just call the obvious ones. The top one for me would be the Chiefs minus 800. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously they're playing the Texans, so sorry, Texans.
Yeah. I mean,
I just feel like that's a strong, strong win on that. And then I would probably say, the Eagles minus 400 against the Bears. The Eagles are just really great right now. I feel like they're everybody's top pick right now. They're, I guess, the best team in football.
Oh yeah.
Against the Bears though, which I have a soft spot just because my best friend and her fiance are Bears fans. So sorry, but I feel like that game is going to go well for the Eagles this week. Let's see what else, some like smaller, maybe hidden ones. Well, I just feel like the Buffalo game, I feel like the Bills are just going to destroy Miami.
Yep.
So
what's your lock though? Like what, I mean, those are great. Those are huge.
Well, fans. Buffalo minus 375.
Okay.
And I think that's a sleeper game. So I like that cold one. It's going to be very, very cold.
Yeah.
And then I like the Titans game plus 135.
Nice dog.
Going down to Rocky Top. Are they going to be in Rocky Top or are they going to be in Cali? Okay. I still think they're going to do well.
They need a win.
Yeah. And I think those are my picks for this week. I'm going to be looking at those games.
Solid.
And I'm on the back burner, the Cowboys. I just feel like they may come up.
So you're playing the board basically.
I'm playing the board. If I were to do a five-team parlay.
You're doing a five-team parlay at this point.
Who don't you like?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. She's like, I'm going to go down the line because I lost last week and I'm feeling good this week. Mm.
But I would say the Eagles would be my first. I think
all right.
The most comfortable pick.
So the Moneyline Mama likes the Eagles minus 400. Let's go.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
All right. Well, as I've said before, and I'll say it again, Tua, the Hawaiian pineapple, cannot play in the snow. It is freezing cold in Buffalo. That Jets-Buffalo game, the beginning of the game started off, they were so cold. They were just like punting it back and forth to each other and like going to the sidelines and grabbing their jackets because they were so cold. Then they started to roll and then Buffalo started to kind of pull away a little bit. And then it was about to get out of hand. And then the Jets had a nice little safety, got them back in the game. And then they ended up covering for me in the Circa contest. So I was happy about that. But I just don't, Miami's not playing well. Is Tua left-handed?
Yep.
Okay, because I wasn't sure if he was throwing with his wrong hand last game because he looked awful. I thought maybe he was right-handed.
He got confused.
Yeah, I thought maybe his shoulder hurt and he was just throwing with his left.
But, and like his 25 yards passing in the first half?
No, 3 for 17. And it was funny because there was a stat that Herbert was like, with no time, was hitting receivers with like 2 yards of separation, just like hitting him on the dime. And Tua was like, 3 or more seconds of time just sitting in the pocket was like 2 of 15 or something like that. So I don't know what's happening over there in Miami, but my theory is that they're not playing well on the road. This is their third road game in a row, people. They got smashed in San Francisco. They just got beat down in L.A. They stayed in L.A. for 2 weeks, so they didn't sleep in their own beds for 2 weeks. Then they went home to Miami, only to fly to Buffalo, the freezing cold snow, for their third road game in a row. This is a revenge spot for Buffalo. Buffalo lost in Miami earlier this year, and that was a close one. I don't see this being close. I see this being what we've talked about with Buffalo all year. Just an absolute Buffalo. The way they win big. And this is it. This is personal. They don't love each other. This is a divisional game, and they're going to show out. And it's 7.5, and you better get it in now because it's going to probably hit 8 at some point. I love the Bills. Love, love, love the Bills. Tua cannot play in the snow. And on the road, Miami has been very, very, very struggling, very much on the road. So I like the Bills. What do you guys think?
I like the Bills too.
I mean, obviously, you already money lined them.
Yeah.
What about you, JJ?
I think there's a few universal laws in football. One of them is always take Belichick against the Jets or Cleveland. The other one is always fade Tua in the snow. Mm-hmm. It was almost a double like for me, Buff, but just in the interest of spreading some picks around, I think the Buffalo is a no-brainer for all the travel reasons that you said. Miami's defense is trash. Them island boys ain't gonna, they're not gonna like that Rochester snowstorm.
No,
they're not gonna like that.
And it's just gonna be personal, I think, because of the loss to Miami already.
And Buffalo, they do, I know it's division, but they should have covered that big spread against the Jets last week. And I don't know, are Miami any better than the Jets? I don't know. Maybe not. But I think Buffalo gets it done by 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not a chalky guy, but give me the Bills, man. Minus a 7.5 and lock it up.
Yep.
I'm locking it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, so I've thought long and hard about this second pick here. And again, like we're getting into the time of the year where it's getting a little chalky because I think that these teams are starting to separate. And I don't know why I keep going back to the well on this, but I think the Tennessee Titans have to win this game. I think that I've said many times, the Chargers run defense is like just an open gate. And Derrick Henry's coming off pretty bad game last week against the Jags where they got absolutely embarrassed at home. They got smashed by Jacksonville. And D. Henry's coming off a horrible performance, which just indicates to me that this is a smash fest. He's licking his chops about to play against these Chargers. Chargers coming off the Sunday night game. Fired up. They're at home. I'm sorry, I don't see it. I think Tennessee's defense, who is very, very good against the run, can stop and contain Austin Eckler, who's a beast. Not taking anything away from him. Herbert looked hot, but then again, Miami's defense is trash. Tennessee's is not. I think they're going to give him some trouble. I think they're going to mix it up a little and confuse him. And I think that the Titans in here are going to win outright. I think they're going to win outright in San Diego. So for that reason and for the no other reason, Brabel's a better coach. I don't like Staley. I think that if they lose this game, if they don't make the playoffs, Staley's gone. Let's call it what it is. I'm trying to fire coaches every week. I don't know why that, but
yeah, rightfully so.
He's got to go.
If they don't
make the playoffs, I don't care if they win this week. If they don't squeak into the playoffs and that's little AFC right now, they're the seventh seed and all that, fire his ass. But I like the Titans, and I'm breaking out the banjo one more time, guys. What do we think?
I also like that one. I think that's going to be an upset. Yes, I do.
Jay?
Love it. Like the perfect antidote for the Chargers is a steady dose of Derrick Henry. So if he gets his yards, I think that keeps the ball out of Herbert's hands. And I think that Tennessee can control the clock. And I love getting 3 points with Tennessee. They, as you said, they've lost a couple hard ones to Cincinnati, and then last week, and Vrabel's got to be like, this is a must win for them. So for sure, take the points, take Derrick Henry, and Chargers run defense, horrible.
Yeah, so for that reason and all the reasons that we discussed here on FNL, I am locking it up. Give me the Titans and break out the banjos, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, for my first pick, I'm going to a team that has covered a lot of nice spreads for us this year. Unfortunately, I bet against them, against my better judgment on Monday Night Football, and I paid the price. I'm going to take the New England Patriots -1 in your hometown of Las Vegas. My thinking is that I like what I saw out of their defense. I saw a lot of guys getting to the quarterback last night in Arizona, and Derek Carr does not do well under pressure. And I think Bill Belichick knows that. Davante Adams, amazing. But if Carr is rattled, then it's going to be a tougher night. I don't like the Raiders' defensive secondary. I like Max Crosby. They got a couple good pass rushers, but I just think that New England's rolling right now. They have a lot to play for. I think Mac Jones is fired up, you could tell. And I think that they're starting to throw some deeper passes than they usually do. And they're just playing as a team, special teams. Their kicker is good. Their defense is good. Their offense doesn't turn the ball over. And I think that for all the talk of McDaniels being the Belichick protege, I think the master still beats the student here. Mm-hmm. And I like New England -1. I think they win this game comfortably. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think so too, because, well, it's Belichick going against his disciple, right?
Right.
Sean McDaniel. Is that his name?
Josh, I think.
Josh.
Right?
Yeah. I don't even know. Josh Fine. McDaniel.
You won't have to know pass this year.
I won't have to know pass this year. I just think that he like owns his other coaches, kind of like how Saban, whenever he plays against his former assistants, he usually does well. And I think that McDaniel's going to be a little hyped up for this one, and I think Belichick's going to give him a piece of his mind. And I also think that this is an important game for bringing Brady to Vegas to be reunited with his old offensive coordinator in New England.
That's the word on the street.
Go Pats. Goodbye, Derek Carr. Cry, cry, cry. And bring on Tom Brady.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
For my second pick, and you're going to hate it, I usually pick one a pod that you guys hate.
One a pod.
Can I guess what it is?
Ooh, yes. This is fun.
Go ahead.
Can I guess what it is?
We're going to hate it.
This is going to be fun.
I'm going to hate it.
It's not Steelers.
No, not with the backup. If I'm going to hate it. Oh, I'm going to hate it. I know what it is.
Well, say it.
You're going to get it right on the first try.
But I don't know. Now I'm confused.
Go.
Is it the Packers? Against the Rams?
No.
Oh,
it is not the Packers.
That was my guess.
Yeah.
Rather that or the Vikings-Colts game.
Wrong on both accounts, T.
Oh,
jeez.
What do you think, T?
I said the Steelers.
You're both wrong, but you're still going to hate it. And now you're going to hate it even more because I am putting myself right in front of the train.
I am
taking the Jacksonville Jaguars at home. They may not win. But I'll take those 4.5 points. Here's my handicap. I've been doing it all year. Things are witchy in Florida. Things happen in Florida that you do not expect. Little fumble here. It's a little humid. Maybe you're looking
sticky,
at a palm tree. Maybe you got too much sunscreen on. I don't know.
The empanadas are hot.
Empanadas, you might get a Cuban sandwich. We don't know, but we're having fun in Florida. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Trevor Lawrence has not turned the ball over in 5 games.
Yeah, he threw for 1 million yards last week.
Zero picks in 5 games. Usually it's Jekyll and Hyde, Trevor Lawrence. One week he's amazing. The next week he's bad. But I feel like the last few weeks, he's starting to build a little something. He's feeling confident. He's not throwing interceptions, which is usually the Achilles heel of Jayville. I'm going to just say Dallas, they're amazing, right? But they almost lost to the Texans. Now they have to go to Florida. Mm-hmm. And I like Jayville to get the hometown fans riled up and give me those points. Give me that home dog. What do you think?
I like it because, like you said, I mean, I feel like it might have taken them 14 weeks, but the Jags are like now it's like for next year. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a little steam going into next year. Like even the Lions, if they don't make the playoffs, this is good going in, finishing strong. And it's just the proof is there. Like you said, he's playing really well. They tried to bench him last week with his broken toe or whatever. And he's like, nope. And I agree. Dallas is feeling the pressure.
Mm.
They're feeling the pressure of being America's team. And this is a bad number. This is a wacky.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
4.5. So I wouldn't worry about that. I mean, I have no skin in the game, but that's doable.
I think you may cover the spread, but I'm confident that the Cowboys are going to win.
Yeah. No, I think you're right.
A close one?
A close one.
Yeah. But Dallas by a field goal, maybe.
Yeah, they didn't get to who was last week for Texans? It was the old guy, right? Davis Mills?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get to him once last week. No sacks. So, I don't know. Maybe something's going on. And Dallas lost their starting offensive lineman. Gone for the year.
Interesting.
It's going to make it worse for Dak, who's thrown more interceptions than anybody in the league since he came back. So, go Jazz.
We'll see.
All right. Well, I'll take it. And I will lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Don't forget to like and subscribe. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, don't forget to rate us, give us a good review. And obviously, if you're watching us, I hope you're enjoying watching our cute little faces. And don't forget to comment.
Speak for yourself.
Like and subscribe.
I'm talking about Justin and his cute little Christmas shirt.
Nothing cute.
Magic.
Very nice.
Christmas, guys. I'm sorry.
So, and no matter how our games may go, it's the Christmas time. And right. I always feel pretty warm and stressed in the Christmas time. So it's always a mix of emotions.
I want to say one thing about that. You're being very nice. And around the holiday season, you're trying to spread some cheer. We're winning.
Yeah. Right.
We're winning. So no matter how our picks go, go listen to those other podcasts that are so fantastic if you don't want to win.
Right.
I'll stand by our record all day long. We're having a great year.
I don't have a team in a cubicle like over there with information just printing out of the printer. It's two dads and a mom betting on sports, and we're doing pretty darn good.
Thank you.
You show me a money line mama that goes 13 out of 14. I'd love to see it.
I don't have enough candles in my Hanukkah menorah to cover as many winning picks as you've already given out, Tanya. So pat yourself on the back a little.
Almost two full menorahs.
All right, let's get the streak going again. Streak. All right, let's recap. The Moneyline Mama says, if you want to win on the money line, you better put your money on KC, Philadelphia, Buffalo, Tennessee, or Dallas. You can wrap those teams up in a parlay if you want. You want to get a little more value, but any of those teams, the Moneyline Mama says, will win. Justin says, take the Buffalo Bills at home in the snow against them Island Boys, -7.5. He also likes Rocky Top on the road, those Titans, +3 at SoFi. I like Belichick to beat his disciple, New England, -1. I also like Jayville down in Florida, defending, +4.5. And that's our show.
Yep.
Yay. Yep.
Well, show. All I got to say is it's Christmas. Spread the spirit. It's Hanukkah's right around the corner. And, if your son puts a Christmas light in his mouth, make sure it's not plugged in.
You got a little drummer boy on your hand.
I do.
See what I did there? You see what I did there?
Yeah.
The drummer boy. Check it out. Beat the book. Beat the book. Be careful with your cash, but it's your cash. Do what you got to do with it. We love you. Thanks for watching. Guys, 1 week till Christmas. Let's go. Cheers.
Bye.
Cheers.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.